Running a business is hard, and it's not easy. And a lot of these people make it look like it's so simple, so easy to run a business. Have that wellness check, have that mental check for yourself, but also keep that passion alive. Keep that passion alive, man. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Forever Podcast. It's your host, Jamar Jones. And we are going to do things a little different this year. We're going to be releasing out a lot more content, a lot more episodes. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited about all the content, the guests that are going to be on this podcast. Consider this, and I'm doing this episode because you're going to see a lot more of this. Just me talking, no guests, just straight to the camera, or you may just hear this audio version as well. But our goal is to push out content weekly. We want to really push out a lot more episodes, but also give people a little insight to a little bit of the behind the scenes of Forever Media, a little bit more of my journey as a business owner, operator. I want to give you guys more access is what I want, more access, because I've been so focused on just interviewing guests, and then oftentimes people are asking like, well, man, we want to hear also from your journey or your story of what's all going on. So that's what this is. So it's going to be a lot of these one-on-one situations. I may bring on some other people that I know, and we might just have conversations, kick it. But ultimately, I'm trying to create the ultimate business podcast is what I want to create. So even when we're just kicking it, we're going to be talking about business subjects or business, you know, topics in different realms, different industries, different things. And ultimately, I'm trying to help the entrepreneur, the founder, grow and learn from my mistakes, learn from my successes, and also just develop a different mindset and different approach to how they market, how they grow their own business. As I've been able to achieve and do a lot of different things in my lifetime so far, I just turned 36. Which is crazy because I've lived probably, I don't know, like 5 or 6 lifetimes at this point. You know, from being a hip hop artist to working in IT, starting my own business, dealing with multiple different types of businesses, different industries, you know, traveling, gone through a divorce. I've just lived a lot of different time periods, and I got a lot of things to share. I'm an author. I'm a national keynote speaker. You know, put together amazing experiences. When I was doing music, I was booking all my own shows. It was like the journey has been crazy. It's been crazy, and I want to share a lot more with everybody about what's going on. So first of all, let me give some updates to what's happening. Let me give some updates, man. So we got a huge announcement that we just did, which is we got Visit Milwaukee to sponsor the Forever Podcast. Man, we're excited, super excited to have them aboard. It's going to be the first of many, because we got some shenanigans plan for this podcast to really grow and extend. We're also on Truth Radio. So our episodes will also drop on Truth Radio with some of the more high-end premiere episodes that of the guests that we're going to be interviewing is going to be on that radio station. So we're picking up momentum. We're picking up downloads. We got engagement, we got reach, We host these incredible experiences for events, and we got sponsors. We're on the radio station. We're talking about getting on to Roku and even like Android, Chrome. So like there's a lot more happening. So huge announcement from Visit Milwaukee. We love everything that they got going on. And the goal is to have this podcast be a conduit for amazing people to be interviewed on this podcast, but also just talk about a little bit about Milwaukee. So we're going to say, hey, have you been here before? What was your experience like? Would you come back again? What were some of your favorite things about Milwaukee? And we're just going to share and have that conversation with some incredible guests. We got some heavy hitters coming up on the podcast. So I can't wait for you guys to see and listen to the amazing insights that we're going to drop on this thing. And not only that, but we're going to be doing some different formats. So, of course, we're going to still get these amazing interviews from these influential guests, celebrities, athletes, business moguls, leaders in their own space, or people just doing inspiring and motivational things. You're going to hear that first and foremost on the Forever Podcast. But also, we're going to have different series that are going to drop. So we're going to come out very soon with a marketing series where we're going to interview some amazing marketing leaders. And we're going to ask them a certain topic question. And then, you know, they're going to give their insights. And, you know, we'll have multiple leaders on those series. And it'll be probably a 6-episode series, you know, that we'll be able to drop. Sometime it might be 12 episodes. Depends on how much content we can grab. But it's going to be in different sectors. So because we want this to be the ultimate business podcast. So really, it may be marketing, maybe real estate, maybe technology, it may be finance, it may be music. It could be all different areas of business. And we bring certain leaders on. We have an incredible program where we partner with companies to do a sponsored series. So if you're a company that's listening to this and you want to be a part of the wave of the Forever Podcast, you can work directly with us. We can come up with an amazing series around your topics of what you care the most about, and we can do this together. I can be the host. You could be a co-host. Sit right here in the chair, right with me. If you're listening, I'm right in the studio right now, in the Forever Studios in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and we can interview amazing guests. So it's going to be incredible that we have that series coming out, and then we're going to drop more of this one-on-one content right to you, so that way you get some more behind the scenes. As a business, I've been, because of some personal life changes that I've had, I've had to kind of reevaluate everything, man. I've been doing business almost for a decade. So I've had to kind of rethink about what I want to do. Because honestly, and this is not more of an ego thing, this is more of the reality of the situation, is that I really can create pretty much anything. Rented out arenas for huge immersive events, festival grounds. I've opened up for major artists. I've gone on tour. I've written a book. Spoken on big stages for massive companies like BMW. Now I've accumulated well over $200,000 worth in sponsorships alone for events and for activities. And so I've been only to mention just working with all these amazing clients, working with big brands, small companies, amazing entrepreneurs, speakers, just being immersed in any world I want to be in, work with influencers, celebrities, gain partnerships with amazing people that are like serial entrepreneurs. And so I'm just more trying to hone in on my craft and what do I really want to be doing and how can I add the best value, but not at the expense of my own health and mental state. And I've just been thinking a lot about that lately. And it's, I don't have the perfect answer for you right now. I'm more just speaking it out loud and, you know, in existence, because this is, like I've created something amazing, but I feel like in the past probably 4 years, you know, I've let myself kind of be consumed by what I've created. So I have to just be careful about what the big expanse of dreams that I want to create, but also I want to make sure that I'm good, you know, family's good, you know, so just making sure and my people are good and make sure I'm just in a good spot. So that's why, from the outside looking in, you probably won't see any like huge changes, but you'll see some focuses that I'm involved in and things that I won't be involved in anymore. It's about choosing what's right for you. So we got a lot of amazing things that we want to do this year, 2024, meet some incredible people, help a lot of brands, just grow and just dominate their market in a very interesting and different way. Launching a lot of shows, a lot of content, just getting people to get out there and show what they do in a very interesting and entertaining way with podcasts and shows. And it's just going to be incredible. And really, ultimately, I just want to help people. I just want to help people and use my gift to help others and see where I can get them at. And along the way, I continue to grow myself to ultimately then turn it back and help more people. That's really the goal of it. And I'm excited because we've grown even from last year, but I've had to, running a business is hard. Running a business is hard. And it's not easy. And a lot of these people make it look like it's so simple, so easy to run a business. But just because you start getting money doesn't mean that it's just easy. You got more, you know, Biggie Smalls, more money, more problems. It's real. It's real. So I've had to, you know, just really try to figure out the best way to scale the business. And I now am in a position now to try to, you know, make sure that I do all the right moves and just take all the right steps so that way I can have the best success for this. So I'm super just honestly honored with just the opportunity to give it another shot, you know, another year. Like today is not promised. So what are you going to do with it? That's why I'm honored. I'm like, hey, I'm excited. I'm excited for another year of trying stuff, trying it, you know, changing lives. What new people can I meet? What new things can I get involved in? I'm constantly going to be changing my circle, you know, until I go, because you never know, like that another person you meet could ultimately change your life, or it could be that pivotal moment that you really needed. And you never know who that's going to come from, or it could come from people that you already know, you've known for years, but maybe it's the timing. It's just all timing. They might say something that just changes everything, or there might be a great moment that you just need to share. And so I live for those moments, man. I live for those moments. And as an entrepreneur, just think about that. Like, as you're growing and doing your thing, like a lot of us just get caught in the hustle and bustle of what we're doing, and we don't take time to just pat yourself on the back sometimes or rethink, readjust. How do you, are you good? Like, are you actually good? How are you doing? And that's real. Because everything that, you know, you start having a team, you start having people, you have start having all this other stuff, and like you create this machine, and it constantly needs you to put oil in it, keep it moving. But how are you doing? And a lot of times you're the last person that gets taken care of. At least when you're growing in the beginning. And I'm sure at different levels, like I've heard, like the business and entrepreneurship is like different levels to it, different stages to the video game, man. You just because you get to a new stage, man, you got a new boss, new boss to beat. You got new problems. Doesn't mean that it's all good, man. Even if you got $100, $200, $300, $400 million company, doesn't mean that everything is all good, man. Now you got a ton of people. Like there's this crazy thing that I heard is that like when you get over like about like I think it was like 50 million or something like that in revenue, like you get to this point, right? Where you got, I don't know, you know, 50 to, you know, 75 employees, let's just say. But like as the owner, then all of a sudden you don't know everybody. And how can you actually have a close relationship with everybody if you kind of grew up in like this, or you built your business in like a family orientated, you know, like mindset where you know everybody, everybody's real close, boom, boom, boom. But you might not know everybody that's hired and fired because now you got hiring people, you got teams, you got structure, you got management. And all of a sudden you got new problems. Then it's like, oh man, why is Johnny's department, everybody leaving? Well, maybe because Johnny sucks. and you were so busy doing all this stuff that you didn't realize what Johnny was doing. And then you got to go deal with that. And then Johnny's, you know, losing X amount of dollars for you. You don't even notice it until later. And you're like, man, what's happening? What's going on? And so like the bigger the company, the bigger the stuff that you have doesn't necessarily mean like, oh man, it's like, it's golden from here. I ain't got to do that anymore. You got more things to worry about and there's new challenges, but I'm here for all of it. I'm here. I think it's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So guys, keep have that wellness check, have that mental check for yourself, but also keep that passion alive. Keep that passion alive, man. You guys are going to see a lot of crazy stuff on this podcast. We got a lot of stuff cooking. We're going to have live podcast events. So you'll be able to actually catch us live in person at an event. We're going to bring on some killer guests. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. We're going to branch out, do stuff across the country. We're going to launch and really move forward our own stuff, man, and really keep moving this thing because the more people we can grow and touch like that, you know, and reach, the bigger the impact that we're going to have and the more opportunities we can create, and then people can thrive through that. So guys, like, comment, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Definitely drop a comment, drop a share. And we do have a way to support the podcast as well. There's a way that you can just drop a couple bucks, support the podcast each month. And it just helps us keep growing and doing amazing things. If you like Lead the Movement events where we did at the Pfizer Forum or Henry Meyer Festival Park, or the things we've done with other creators in different states, like that's where that support goes towards, is like, how do we be innovative and unique and create some really killer experiences to bring us all together so that way we can all grow. So definitely keep following the podcast, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Peace. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to hit that notification bell for more amazing content that we're going to be putting out. And don't forget, you can change your circle to change your life.